I got to thank the Lord.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for saving my soul.
Yep.
I'm thankful for the church, for licensing me. And, me and my dad talked about it, and, I've always thought, I don't care about that. It's just I was more worried about just preaching the truth, and the license will come later. And I'm just thankful for that. I'm thankful for a church that has faith in me, and I'm thankful for a Lord that has faith in me. And I'm filled, and I'm thankful, and I just pray that the Lord will carry me in everything that I do, because, we should be faithful unto Him. And I've been trying to study. So a lot of thoughts on my heart, I don't know if I should have a title or not, but my title it's been heavy on my heart, and it's leap of faith, and I want to take my reading, and I've been trying to study this out, and it's in Hebrew, chapter 11, and I'm not going to read all of this, but there's a lot of examples, and I've been really thinking about the faith in our churches and the faith that we have, in ourselves and our faith in God and our faith when we seek the Lord and we're lost. It says, for by grace are you saved through faith. And I'm thankful that we have a Savior that we can be faithful unto. And, in chapter 11, I begin to read and study about it. And, there's many things in the examples in the Bible that are talked about, of people having faith in the Lord and trusting in the Lord. And I really want to just look at, before I go in the 11th verse, chapter 10. And it says, in the 36th verse says, for ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. We should be patient unto the Lord. Sometimes we're too fast in what we think what the Lord can do. And, I begin to think of prayer. And if we pray unto the Lord, He'll answer a prayer, but He may not answer it right away. And, I think of times where there's lost souls that are seeking, a long time. And I had a cousin that he seeked for a long time. And I remember he was weary because, I got saved before him. But, that didn't matter because it went years down the road. And luckily, he got saved when I was sitting right next to him. And I'm just thankful that our Lord is patient with us for when there's times where we struggle and we're weary and we're weary of our faith. And I'm just thankful that he's patient unto us, and he's soft-spoken, but when we listen, we can hear him. And it says in the 38th verse that, now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. I think of that too. I think when I was out in the world, I think of, I drew back on the Lord. And, he chastised you for your sins that you do and your wrongdoings. And if you draw back on him, it's hard to feel him when you're far from him and you're not on the right track of him. And I'm thankful that he's a merciful God. He's always there when you need him. And I begin to read in chapter 11, and I'm just kind of going to brief on it. I encourage you to read chapter 11. There's a lot of examples that talk about faith and the different types of people. There's only a slim few, but the types of people that were in the Bible that were faithful unto him and that really leaned on the Lord. And but I'm just going to start reading verse 1. Says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We don't have to see the Lord to know that he is real. I had a best friend. I was talking to him. And it's the first and only time I really had an opportunity to talk to him about the Lord. And he asked me the question. He said, how do you believe in the Lord? How do you know he's real? And I said, it's by what I feel. It's by what the sweet peace that he's given me and the faith that I have in my Lord that he carries me through every day that I live. And there's so many times in my life that I've done wrong, but he's always been in there. He's just right. He's always right there, right next to me. And I'm thankful that we have a Lord like that. And we need to be more willing to serve him and be more willing to do unto his word. Because this truth, if we don't bring it out to the world, how are they going to know about it? And it talks about, it says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. We should appear and be faithful. This inward body needs to shine out through this outward body. There's so many people in my work, so many people that you see out in this world that don't know the Lord, that don't have any clue of what the word of God is. And we need to bring forth that out and bring forth our faith, because our faith is true, and that's unto him. That's always unto him. And, it talks about by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And by it, he being dead, yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that pleased him. And it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Lost soul, you need to seek the Lord. You need to have all trust and all faith unto him. Because I begin to think of when the Lord carried that cross up the hill on Calvary. He's not a halfway God. He carried it all the way up that hill and died for our sins. And he did everything for us so that we can have the opportunity to seek him and be saved and follow unto him. And I'm thankful that we have a God that can just put his arms out and just gave everything so that we can have the opportunity to be a servant unto him and a light unto him. And it says, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. And I'm thankful for the message that you preached this morning. I begin to think about Noah, and I pray that I can be more faithful like him. You know, I try not to compare myself to other people. But, you know, you try and look up to somebody. But, you know, the one person you need to look up to is the Lord. The Lord is the person you need to look up to. And he'll carry you through so many things that you think you can't be carried through. And I begin to read, and I'll probably read the 8th verse. It says, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. For our faith, we're not going to know where our life beholds, where we'll go, or what the Lord has in store for us. Heck, I didn't know I was going to be called to preach. I had no idea. I didn't know I was going to be helping the kids sing, you know. And I want to be a willing vessel and be faithful unto him, because that's what I need in my life. I need the Lord. And he's always there because we need him. If you don't feel that you should need the Lord, then you might best get down and start praying, because something ain't right. And if you don't feel his presence and he draws back from you, then something ain't right. You need to get down on your hands and knees and pray and get down unto him, because he answers prayers and he's always there. And it says, I'm going to skip down to the 10th verse. For he looked for a city which had foundation, whose builder and maker is God. I just love that. Our builder and maker is God. Our heavenly Father is God. He builds us up and he keeps us going. He keeps us rolling on the right track. And if we don't keep rolling on the right track, we will veer away from him. We will veer away, and it's hard to feel his presence. I've been in that situation. I've been in that time where I didn't feel his presence because I wasn't in the right and I wasn't going in the path that I should have been going towards. And I'm thankful that he's a merciful God, and he was able to bring me back, and he can bring you back too, and he can put you in a right manner that the Lord would have it fit for you. And I'm going to skip down, just bear with me. I'm thankful that he gave me a thought that, you know, I can study on, and I may not understand everything in the Bible, but I know that this is the truth. This is the truth that we need to be taught. I'm thankful that I was taught that. I'm thankful that I had a mother and father that taught me the truth, and, you know, and there's times where I didn't follow it. There's times where I didn't take heed to the truth, and God chastised me for that, but I'm thankful that he brought me back, and I'm thankful that I'm called to preach. Like I said, Brother Chris Solomon, we was at Preacher's Bible Study, and he said, you know, I'm blessed to be called a preacher, but I don't put on anybody else, but I'm just thankful that I can be a servant unto him. And it says, just bear it with me, it says on the 25th verse, it says, choosing rather to suffer afflictions with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. You know, I'm thankful that, you know, and for us all that we need to, choosing rather to suffer afflictions with the people of God, because this world is full of sin. You know, if we enjoy the sin out in this world, it's not gonna put anything in our favor, because the Lord's not gonna be with us. And I'm just gonna go to the next verse, and feel like this is just what I need to end on. And I, as like I said, I encourage you to read chapter 11 if you get a chance. There's a lot of things that you know, by faith, that a lot of these people just trusted in the Lord. And it says in chapter 12, it says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, we should be witnesses unto the Lord. Be servants and show this lost and dying world that there's something that's different, that changes in us. You know, I think of our churches. You know, in Indianapolis, that's where I was born and raised, and a lot of our churches are dying off because we don't want to make an effort to serve the Lord. We don't want to make an effort to be in church. There's a lot of times I didn't go on Sunday nights. I didn't go in different places because I was not in it, and that was me trying to get in the way and not letting the Lord be in the way and Him take things over and carry things through. And it says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. We should run with patience, and we should be calming unto the Lord, because He'll take care of things. We just got to trust in Him. We just got to trust in Him. He's always there. Sometimes I think when I lay in my bed at night, like, man, if I only just trusted the Lord more than I should have, what He would do for me in my life. You know, He's given me a wonderful wife and family, and has given me a loving family that took me to church so I could be saved. And He knew my plan. He knows your plan. He knows what you're going to do. He knows the things that you're going to proceed in. And I'm thankful that He has led me to where He has put me, right here where He wants me to be. And if you trust in Him, He'll carry you through everything. There's so many battles and troubles and trials, just for example, in my life and my faith that I didn't take care of. But, you know, it's not about me taking care of things. It's about the Lord taking care of things and carrying us on and just holding us like a string and just carrying us straight through in a straight line. We get off that path, and He'll put us right back. He'll put us right back. And it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. I'm so thankful that He endured that cross for us. I'm so thankful that He's alive today. And I'm thankful that I can feel that He's alive. Feel every single time I sit down at church, I come in, I'm so thankful to be here. Thankful to put my family in some place that they can hear the truth. And I'm thankful for that. And I'm so thankful we got a gracious God. I love the Lord. And I pray that you get something out of this. And if it's one person that gets saved, if it's one person that gets something out of it, you know, that's a blessing from God. And you may not know it today, you may not know it tomorrow, but the Lord will always bless you and continue to bless you every single day.